I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good call, Kevin. They turned it on.
Oh, yeah, I just thought of it.
I just thought of it.
Thank you for this, Bo.
Roll call, Joe Kiss.
Here.
Bo Miller.
Here.
Dave Bench, present.
I was going to give him one, too.
Approval of the minutes for 2/13/18. Did everybody read the minutes?
Yes, I did. I did not see any changes in it that I could see that we needed to make in it.
Only thing I saw was on page 6. They got you there twice. And we can still approve it. I talked to Joel. You know, it's no big thing.
Okay.
That way it gets on the website faster that way.
Okay. So I can go ahead and make the motion
yep.
to approve the minutes for the March 13th meeting.
You know. And Joel, I'll underline it on the draft here, and I'll show you where it was. So
see that?
He told me to do that, so I can second it. Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Abstain.
Okay. Dave Bench. Yes. Okay, we got that done. Oh, we're marching right along here. Fiscal officer's report. Let me get all my stuff straight here. Here's the checks if anybody wants to work on them.
I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Which one you want, the payment listing?
Well, I had everything here, and I had all the notes and everything, and I had all... Oh, here it is. I got it. I got everything all clipped together. It's right in front of my nose. It'll bite me. Okay, fiscal officer's report. Joel's at work. We had an early meeting, so Tony and I could go to the Boy Scouts bake-off, I guess you'd call it, or whatever.
You guys cut me out of that.
You want us to put your name in there again?
You don't need to be in the suites.
Thanks, Tony. My wife was going to come, but you just filled in for her on that comment. Thank you.
Okay, the status funds report. We'll start off with that. The pool investments is $5,703.74.08. And available primary checking balance is $4,003.594.10.
Hold on, restate that because you said $5,000 and $4,000. $403,000. Sorry. On the pool investments is $573,074.08.
Yeah. Oh, four. I mean, oh. Seven.
Oh, 7-4.
Yeah.
Yep. And then on that one, you're $403,594.10. $4,000.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, then. We'll move on to the fund. We did the fund status report. We'll move on to payments and the warrants. Okay, the payments listings. Let's see, warrants 16433 and warrants 16435 and warrants 16439 and warrants 16468, total of $21,484.31. And receipts that were deposited was $1,875.97. Anybody have any questions on those? I guess I could ask for a motion for approval for the warrants and payment listings and fund status report.
I can make a motion to approve the payment listings of warrants 16433 through 16468.
Yep.
I can second that.
Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench, yes. papers. Okay, I guess we just need a motion for the full. We always do it, I guess. It's actually doubling it, but we need a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report. I guess I should have worded it different, but we usually do it this way anyhow, so. Can I get a motion?
Let me make a motion?
I'd rather you.
Oh, okay. I'll make the motion to accept the fiscal officer's report.
I'll second it. Roll call. Dave Bench, yes. Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I guess we'll move on. We're going along. We'll move on to the fire department report. Tony.
Well, good evening, everyone. To clear up from last meetings, I have redone the org chart with the addition of all the pay scales. So all the pay scales are indicated in that direction there. So you each have a copy of it.
Thank you.
So it identifies the command structure as well as then the rates for the department personnel and hourly staff and go ahead and cipher over that for a moment. It's no different than what you were already aware of. It's just put in a clear. View of it now.
The biggest thing that jumps out to me when I look at this, and I know we've talked about the Miss Aminette being the assistant medical director. She is living in Perrysburg or something, correct? Or where she lives?
Correct. Yeah. But if you recall, when this was approved, this
and I do
was approved. It was placed in the job description that she did not have to reside.
Correct. I remember all that conversation. We were in executive session, I believe, or I remember the conversation very well. And I'm not saying I have a problem with it. I just want a little bit of discussion with it at this point. Does she have to be a captain to be the director?
The captain was to establish a rate of pay for her.
Oh, that's what we discussed.
I wanted to be fair for her in the pay. Understanding, not at an assistant chief's pay, but at a captain's pay.
Right.
The other part is I'm not entirely sure how much longer Dr. Lindstrom will remain as our medical director. There's been talk.
I remember
there's
that.
Been rumors said that he's going to be maybe possibly even leaving the area. So
this is more as sure. For a stepping stone possibly
that's
for
all
her.
This is, and again, the main focus of her mission and job is Dr. Lindstrom holds the ultimate license for all of our EMS personnel to work under, whether they're advanced life support or basic life support. So we work all under his license.
Correct.
And under him. Under Dr. Aminette, her focus is to coach and proctor the
personnel here?
The basics
here.
Yeah. Because the county paramedics are all received continuing education at the county. Downtown.
Gotcha.
So that's where they get their education. So there is stuff to do. There is administrative stuff to do, and it's monitoring and coaching. For instance, right now she's coaching one of our new firefighters. He's preparing to take his EMT exam, and she comes out here. She's been coming out almost every day when she can, when her schedule allows, and providing one-to-one coaching for him.
But as a captain, here's my question, which will clarify things for me. As a captain, as the assistant medical director here, will she have any fire command or
on the EMS, she has ultimate.
So she's not going to be on a scene pointing fingers or doing anything on a fire?
Not on a fire. If anything, she would be on the rehab side, on the EMS side, on the scene.
Okay.
Because we have an EMS sector. When we have a fire going on, so whether it be rehab or an incident, that's where she falls in line. Ultimately, in medical, when she is with us, because she is also a registered county doc, along with Dr. Lindstrom, she's in that same grouping as a county doctor.
I see. Okay. All right.
And she, her, just to make some clarification.
Please.
She is covered under her, her insurance and everything is in a group. She has a group insurance that provides her, her.
Malpractice?
Thank you. I was drawing a blank on the word, on her malpractice. So,
okay.
You know, she has adequate coverage, you know, that allows her to do.
And my other concern was, going back to the original conversation, was, you know, we've had some people leave the department because they're outside of the radius. So in this particular situation, it's more a paper job and a stepping stone type situation versus her having to be in the 6 mile radius or whatever. That's we've correct. Got.
She has also been currently riding along on Rossford's department.
So we're basically, for lack of a better word, what's the word I'm looking for, where a person goes to a job and they tutor, or they, so are we more or less giving her just a place to possibly move forward? I mean, are we, she's on the department, I understand, but she's basically tutoring here for her next step? Is that what I'm hearing? Or?
Well, I'm hoping that her long-term goal is to continue to provide service to Jerusalem Township.
Internship. She's internshipping for something in the higher...
Well, she's interning for the actual medical director's job. Intern. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's the only thing that I see on here that I wanted to question.
She's hearing more Joe than some of the firemen. I see her car all the time.
Well, yeah. I have no doubt about that, but again, we've had people that we've...
That would be my concern.
That we've asked to... And that's why I clarified the internship thing, and that's why I had Tony clarify. I have no doubt she's here. I just want to make sure...
She's an asset.
Okay. I just want to make sure why she's here outside of the 6 mile radius and clarify it, because we've had some other people leave that aren't in the 6 mile radius, and I just wanted to be clear. I'm not saying I have a problem with her doing this job for Jerusalem Township. I just wanted to clarify on record why she's here, what she's bringing, and why she doesn't have to live within the township because of the job she's doing. That's all.
The other part I would encourage you as trustees to monitor throughout the year on behalf of the department is monitor the calls and the status of the department members. So if you want to see a view of their participation, monitor that, and then it will give you a clearer picture of the activity and participation. So
absolutely.
When you see the lack of in some of those numbers, feel free to ask me directly whether or not I am working on that, because there are several individuals on my department right now that are less than way below average on responding, and so I really have questioned whether or not they're going to remain on the department. You know, I would bring to your attention, you know, if this comes to the point of a recommendation of a termination.
My concerns with this, there's a couple things I have. We have I pulled the November 14th, 2017 minutes from when this was approved for Miss Aminette. And this is the only thing that gets approved, because these are the minutes we sign off on. And it says here that Mr. Kiss has expressed that after executive session, made a motion to allow Chief Parcelletti to create a new position within the fire department, assistant medical director, seconded by Ron Sheehan, with roll call as follows. Everybody voted on it. One, I think that there should have been a stipulation in the open meeting that states that she could live outside of the township, because we've had people that actually held officers' positions that we forced out of the department because of where they lived. Now we're bringing in somebody, we're promoting somebody into the department that lives outside the department or outside the township. Now, the medical director has they absolutely do not have to live in the township, in my opinion, whatsoever. My only issue with this is promoting a captain to her to a captain. I would like to see it stated like it says down here with the engineer, Assistant Medical Director Melissa Aminette at Fire Captain at Captain's Pay. Because I think that you could be opening yourself up to something. With two previous, I know of two previous officers that have moved out. One moved very far away. One was half mile outside of the 6 mile radius.
Who was that?
Fouts and Tom Miller.
I knew Tom Miller. Yeah.
So I would like Sarah to see just to be assistant
their
medical director.
Of the department was shortly after their leaving. There was a little transition time, but they didn't remain active in the department. They were let go from the department because it was unreasonable distance.
Well, Mr. Miller was unreasonable. I don't remember distance wise. I don't remember the. I don't remember Chris being forced
out. He's on Millbury.
7 miles.
7 miles. Yeah. So he was a mile out.
I mean, I remember him doing that basically on his own, didn't he? Or was that something we? I don't remember the circumstances with Mr. Fouts.
We jointly agreed because he was under my. I was the chief. And we jointly agreed that this wasn't going to work. You were too far out of the district, and the reasonable time of response wasn't going to be attained.
And just to go off of what you said, I see where you're going with this and understand what you're saying. That's why I wanted to go back to the conversation that we had when we did this. Was it was basically because Miss Aminette had the status of medical director or assistant medical director, and that's why I clarified she wasn't going to be on fire scenes or this or that.
Right.
So, if there's an issue with how that wasn't my concern, but I'll certainly hear what you have to say about it.
Would you disagree that on any EMS, which 90% of our runs are EMS? Would you have any problem understanding that she has, when she's on scene, she has the ultimate authority on scene?
Oh, absolutely.
As well as Dr. Lindstrom
or any other
county doc in the box.
Yes.
So, are you know, I mean, she has the ability and she is willing and actually signing up to go on to more schooling. She's looking at going to Bowling Green May schooling right now. So her goal is to catch up. As a manager, again, she works as a standalone doc in a standalone ER, okay? She is the only doc, and she's totally in charge of what's going on in her ER. So it almost sounds like we're questioning her ability to command or manage when in her professional job, she does this every day.
I'm not questioning that at all.
I'm personally struggling with that slightly.
Yeah, I'm not questioning her ability.
She's an asset. I don't know why we're arguing about this myself, but, you know.
I don't think we're arguing about it.
Well,
I'm just clarifying.
It's coming to that.
I'm just clarifying our conversation and why I made that motion back when I made the motion.
My other intent with this is she will be issued a radio. She will be issued an identification number so she can be utilized in that capacity. That way she can monitor what's going on and transmit when she's en route or that. I mean, gentlemen, I want to share with you, our department is ever-changing and ever-evolving. Because of the less and lack of personnel showing up on calls, I'm looking at innovative ways to try to combat the less attendance that we have. So, for instance, I currently now have 3 portable radios out with firefighters, just as an example. So, Jim Wolf Sr. carries a portable, Paul Jones is carrying a portable, and Jeff Sigray was just assigned a portable yesterday because for this week I am dedicated in working up at Danbury High School for the law enforcement group, doing watermanship training for law enforcement. So with another one of me being out of the township, puts us at more risk.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday, it just already approved that this helps because Mr. Sigray was, like I said, was given a radio and asked him to carry one. Last night we get a call at one of the schools for a custodian person working by herself, the only one there, and she ended up sustaining an injury. Jeff was able to get to the scene and give us a size up and give us good communication. So, again, I'm trying to look at all these ways of trying to...
Listen, I'm the one that made the motion.
Deal with the changing of time. So we are not Jerusalem Township back when I started back in 78, 79. So it's so different now.
I just wanted to be clear on why I made the motion. I have no problem with Ms. Amonette personally or as an EMS director. I just, in case David or Bo has different thoughts on this, and it sounds that it doesn't matter. I just wanted to be on the record as why I made the motion, knowing fully well she wasn't in the township. The status of her captainship or EMS or this or that, that's out of my pay grade. But I made the motion because I thought she is an asset, and I wanted to make clear on record why I did that. So that's it.
Can I make a resolution that we approve the command structure and the pay for this? And I think it's up to Tony anyhow for most of the stuff anyhow, and I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, I'm not going to get into what captains make because we all think that everybody, I mean, we've all went through the pay grades. So, you know, listening to Tony talk, she does have a huge responsibility, and I don't know what the difference in dollar value is from what's the difference in dollar value, Bo. It sounds like you're questioning the pay rate or pay grade or something.
No, I'm not. What are you questioning? I'm not questioning the pay rate at all. I think that
you just don't like the fact
I don't
that
like
she's
the
a captain.
I don't like the captain's position. It's the only thing I don't like.
If I may say,
please,
as the trustees hire the fire chief and firefighters, the officers and the ranking is at the discretion of the chief, and it's being adjusted for the personnel size that we have. And when I talked with the prosecutor, that is his interpretation too. The trustees hire the chief, I work for you guys, and then how I work my group. Understand, if there's a concern of monies,
well, I just want to make sure there wasn't.
I will defend the wages and expense of monies if that's where the concern is. In the fact that because of our low roster at each call, there's no way that we are using the same amount of monies that we did before because we're not paying that many people. You know.
Thank you.
So when it comes to a money thing, that's all I.
Oh, I think with her skills, I mean, I think she should be paid more than an entry level fire person. I have no problem with that. I heard Bo say something about being a different status, and immediately the thought came up of what's it, but I'm fine.
I have a resolution on, if anybody wants to second it.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I didn't hear it either.
I made a resolution to accept the command structure and payment. The pay for the chief, the assistant chief, the captains and lieutenants and regular EMS, the probationary people, the general labor, the medical director, David Lindstrom, and the engineers, Lucas Ward.
Lucas Wark?
Well,
Wark.
That was more of a typo.
Oh, that's a typo?
The engineer should have just been, it should have just been a title of an engineer.
Oh, I got you.
He gets paid at a lieutenant's rate for the duties that he performed, but he's not an officer. The engineer is not an officer of the department.
Well, I have to second that because I agree with Tony in the sense that he is in charge of making the structure and he is in charge of putting people where they want. We've basically already agreed on the prices or hourly rates. And if Tony feels that Ms. Amonette needs to be a captain or whatever his reasons are, I don't see how I can stand in the way of doing anything about that. Not that that was an issue with mine. More my issue was her living outside of the township and why. I never thought about the status of whether she's this or she's that. I just, in my mind, she's the assistant medical director. So whether she's a firefighter, assistant medical director, or a captain, or a this or that, I guess it doesn't really matter to me, which it's not my call. So
roll call.
I'll second the motion.
One more.
No.
Roll call, Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Roll call, Dave Bench. Yes. Motion. The resolution passes. Dave Bench.
So
Dave Bench made the resolution, and Joe Kiss seconded it.
I would I would put this into the minutes so we do not get in trouble like we did the last time.
Oh, yeah, Joel's going to do that.
Because it's got to show that where these guys are getting their pay raises. And
yep.
And these were all triple-checked, these prices, and, or hourly rates?
Yeah, you're right, Bo. It's got to be right.
You know what I mean?
That's why we got in trouble last time.
Yeah, I mean, because it wasn't stated. So congratulations, Jim. You got your captain's pay. Now you can go buy a new truck.
Oh, I didn't know we were getting
anything else, Tony?
See? You didn't get everything.
Yes. I want to continue with regular order business. This is what I'm going to continue covering tonight. I'm going to try and do this for you all the time. It's what I'm going to initially cover. So, first order of business, we'd like to propose to purchase a new trailer which will accommodate the UTV and our 15-foot tracker boat. Currently, our 16-foot trailer that we have next to the building here, it won't accommodate because it doesn't have the height and it doesn't have the length. So I'm asking permission to spend up to not to exceed $7,500 for a 24-foot trailer. Vendor has not been selected, and we are acquiring bids at this time, but I propose that we would, sell the 16-foot trailer to try and get the best value back out of that. I want to expand on this. With the boat and the UTV being housed in the same trailer, I believe this way we're only taking one trailer to our location. With the added length of this trailer, the plan is that the UTV, which is a patient carrying and brush unit, as well as we'll be able to tow the boat to the location that it needs to be. Whether it be rough terrain or whatsoever. The other part of that trailer is we would also use it as a, we have used the 16-footer in this capacity before, but when we do ice rescue training and that, it allows us to work inside of a facility when we're in inclement weather, whether we just put portable heaters in there and that. So this is, I currently have one price. I don't have it written, but I currently have gotten one price, but I want to be fair and get a good price across to everybody for this trailer.
Would you please give our Jerusalem Township resident opportunity?
He will, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, he definitely will.
I assume we're talking about Mr.
Yep, Ron's trailers.
Yep.
I called Joe today and left a message.
Good.
Okay, so we'll just move forward, and then we can come back to that if you choose to approve this. If you don't, we'll... tomorrow we got a meeting with Eisenhower, so there's an event coming up called the Mighty Eagles. They didn't do it last year. It's a fundraising event for the school. The fire department in the past has supported this with fire hose and water and personnel the day of the event. So we have a meeting tomorrow for that, but it's currently scheduled for May 18th and 19th, so it's a Friday and Saturday. Friday is when all of the students participate in the day's activities, and then Saturday is anyone can sign up to do this, but it's a fundraiser for the school. So it's a little bit of work, but we've helped them in the past.
It's for the kids.
Yes, sir. David Benson and myself attended the EOC 101 course on March 22nd at Lucas County. And it was very, very informational. They did a really good job in the presentation. I would always suggest that, the other trust or any other trustees go to these things when they come available to see. There is always something to learn differently than what has been done in the past. So it was good. Not that I would traditionally work down there because my job is out here. You as trustees would have to go down there, or one of you, and represent the township. So, but again, it provides clarity. Is, you know, you as the trustees are the authority that have to authorize the activation of the EOC if we were to have something large. some of you may have gotten your emails. I just put it in there. The dedication for the Metro Park, there was a new email came out today, is April 23rd. That's for people that are dignitaries and such are invited for that. And then the public opening is April 28th. So,
did we get any special invites for that yet, Dave, or any?
Not yet. But he promised.
He promised. And I plan on going to that.
I can show you my email, but Marcy Captor is supposed to be here. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I'm going whether they invite us or not.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Dennis said he would because
he's... We should be invited. Trustees are automatically. Okay. I mean, but we probably have to register just so they know how many people are coming.
Yes.
There's a limited amount of people going to be there.
I know.
How wheel you around?
I'm hopefully not going to be wheeling at that time.
Next item is next month, just giving you a heads up, we'll be, so you can put it on your calendar, we'll be hosting the Lucas County Fire Chiefs Association on April 25th. And the reason I'm letting you know is we always provide perch and fries for that. So our retirees help us out and prepare that meal for us. And
I was there last year.
We get to see the other chiefs that attend. And then lastly, Rick Hunter champions this for us all the time, and he's the one that does 99% of it. The department will be purchasing memorial flags for our deceased and fallen firefighters. And a couple days prior to Memorial Day, Rick goes out to all of the cemeteries, which they're scattered. They're not all just right here. And he places the fire department flags. So I do have a quote for them. In the past, we bought generic flags that don't hold up very well, and they don't identify that it's for Jerusalem. Eric had received a quote, and there's not very many companies that are doing it. So anyways, I have a quote to purchase 150 flags. So I'm looking to spend it out of my fire prevention budget side. It's around $850, but that'll carry us for several years. That's not just for 1 year, but it's purchasing ahead. And I wanted to bring it up just to make sure you guys didn't have any. If you had a concern or issue, I want to, you know. Again, it's honoring our people that have served this community, and spending a little bit of money every couple of years on their behalf is our obligation.
Tony, why don't you just get, I was thinking here, why don't you just get some bids and then bring them back to us and we can approve it. And
okay, I wanted to give you an idea of what I would be.
For the trailer, you mean, Dave?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, the flags is a no-brainer. Absolutely. Yeah. The flags, you got to spend.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure what he was talking about. What is that little trailer worth, the used one? Or how are we going to sell that?
I don't know. GovDeals is where we would have to sell.
Does the John Deere fit into the one we have?
Too tall. The John Deere's too tall.
I wasn't sure if it would. Yeah. No. Yeah, they're wide.
Yeah.
So we're looking at an 8-foot tall. Yeah. With about a 7-6 entranceway drop down. But like I said, there's other uses and purposes.
Yeah. Yeah.
For it.
That's what mine is. It's about 7-something. And
yeah.
I got a car. It's a car carrier.
Well, the flags is no big deal. So yeah, I mean, I don't care how we act on this tonight with the trailer. I mean, obviously. In my mind, they need a new trailer if they're going to haul the equipment properly. And if this one don't house the new John Deere, there's no reason to do it. So that's a no-brainer as well. So yeah. we can either approve the spending of not so much now, or we can just wait for the bids to come back and handle it when we have a few bids in front of us.
I'm fine with bringing the bids.
It doesn't matter to me either.
Yeah.
That's the price range that I'm looking at.
What do you think, Bo?
Either way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me on that. Kevin's got a question. Yeah.
Kevin, what you need?
As long as we're talking about the bids, did we ever go anywhere as far as accepting doing the trench drain in the fire station months ago?
Yeah, we approved that.
I thought we approved it.
We approved it.
We had received two bids. That's all I ended up getting.
And we chose the one bid, I thought.
And no, I don't believe it was actually chosen.
I thought we approved it. No. Oh, well, let's do that while we're here. If you still want to proceed with that.
Well, if there's any question on getting the trailer or the trench, I'd rather have the trailer. So I'm just trying to be fiscally responsible on the monies.
Need them both.
Well, yeah.
I agree, you need them both. Do you feel you have the money to...
We do.
Okay.
We do have the money.
Well, let's do this one first. I'll make the motion to go ahead and get the trench drain done in the fire station. I believe we were going to use Clark.
That is correct.
And it was approximately $7,000?
Yes.
Yes. So I make a motion to get that taken care of.
I swear we already did that.
I thought we did too.
My mind's going bad.
So
I'll second that motion since I already figured we did it.
Roll call. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench, yes.
UTV now has the warning lights on there. Thanks to our couple guys leading and championing that, we've got that done. The UTV's got to get its labeling, and we're waiting for the skid unit to come in. I'd also like to just take a little bit more fire department time. Captain, do you have anything to share on our inspections so far?
We had a structural fire response Monday morning. The mom invaded one of the cabins. Luckily, it was not too big of a deal. Stove malfunction. However, we did find a deficiency with their alarm system. The smoke alarm's never activated. So with that, that's part of the fire prevention program. I spent some time at Maumee Bay today going through and reviewing with them their procedure and policy and how they check and replace their smoke detectors. So again, it's an ongoing thing. The new 2018 fire code was just approved beginning of the year. It should go to print hopefully early April or May. So you'll see a little bit of a cost for us to purchase new materials for that. We may or may not, it depends on how the state looks at it, we may come to you and ask for a resolution just to adopt the new code. Some say you do, some say you don't. It's just one of those things. It's not going to hurt to do it.
We can do it, yeah.
But this is one of those things that the fire prevention, we found it. Luckily, we did not have a bigger issue. The people were up, obviously they were cooking, but so now Maumee Bay is going through and checking all their cabins. They're doing sensitivity tests on all their detectors. So
good.
It's good. If you haven't been over to the park, they're doing a lot of rental work on the inside. The lodge is going to be, this U.S. Hotel has put a lot of money into it. So
really?
Yeah.
It needed it, didn't it?
Yes, it did. So they're spending some money. So
good.
Do you make the motion on the flags? We can get them bought.
Do
we
need, he can
we,
do that.
You can do that's that. That's within your budget. Okay, we don't need to do that one. Okay.
Yeah, he can do that one.
I spend that money. I just wanted that heard. So.
And we'll just let the trailer go until you bring some bids.
Yes, sir.
Is that it then?
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Appreciate it. Okay. Recreation Department. Mike's not here. I should have been looking that up. See where I put everything. Oh, I can work off of here. Mike usually doesn't come to our second meeting in the month, and he got approval for the contract with True Green to apply fertilizer and weed killer on the Joe Verb Park for 2018 for $195 for the whole year. I know he could have did it, but I thought we should put it in the record and make a motion to approve it at least, you know, so everybody sees it, knows it. Otherwise, none of us would have ever known it, you know.
Right.
So I make a motion to approve that True Green to apply the fertilizer and the weed killer in Joe Verb Park for 2018 for $195.
All right, I'll second that.
Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench, yes. Dave Bench made a motion. Joe Kiss seconded it. Okay, and then he also, we have to approve the, I'll just make a motion right away, approve the contract with True Green to apply fertilizer and weed killer to Jerusalem Township soccer and ball fields for 2018 for $3,259.27. It actually helped. We had that other bid from Sunrise, and they went down to their.
Oh, did they?
So it helped.
Good.
Okay.
So they met their price, so.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench, yes. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench made a motion. Bo Miller seconded it. Okay, we got those two done. And I think that's all he had for the rec department, I believe.
I know they got out and did the cemetery, didn't they, Kevin? Or they did the cemetery. I do know that. And
we approved that last meeting.
Yeah, I just wanted, they put an application down, didn't they, Kevin? Yeah, they came out. I just wanted to mention that. And
I just wanted to let you know, you know.
Yeah. And that's all I had for recreation.
Anybody else got anything?
Okie doke. We'll move on to zoning inspector, and she's not here, so I guess we'll just move on then.
I have a couple quick things on zoning real quick.
Yeah, go on, shoot.
The letter that we received with Zeech and Wilhelm, I personally went out and investigated the site, and I'm not sure what Miss Wilhelm is complaining about with Mr. Zeech. The place looks like $1 million. I mean, I know he's got a few
things. There's a battle there.
I know he's got a few things to do there, and I know he's got this or that to do there, but side by side, I'm not sure if he should be the one complaining about her. So she's got several vehicles around there that are just nuisance. The building's a nuisance. The boats are a nuisance. Her weeds are a nuisance. And I'm not taking sides. I have nothing for either one of them as far as personally. But to go out there, I've went out and investigated, and I don't understand what she's complaining about, Dave.
I did too. I actually met with Mike, and he, within an hour of me being over there, he moved the pallets back, which are on his property. I heard, and I don't know where the 5 foot comes in, but that building is 2 foot off of his property line. So he moved the pallets 18 inches over onto his property. They are there. I seen the certified survey stakes that are certified that are there. And Miss Wilhelm has a very big problem if Mr. Zeech really wants to push it, because if I was him, I would have took a bulldozer and pushed all of her stuff back onto her property, including her propane tank and the boats. And
I don't get it.
You know, everything else. The building that is in question that she's going to supposedly fix is about to come down. Mm-hmm. There is not a roof on it.
I think it's a cat house.
It is a cat house.
I think there's feral cats living
in it. And that was basically why he had the plate or the pallets pushed up there, so they could get back up in there. Because otherwise they're running around his property.
Right.
Crapping all over the nice concrete and everything else. Right. So Mike was very, you know, he was agitated, but he went and did it. He called me back about an hour later, said, hey, sent me pictures, everything's moved. I said, you know what? That's good enough for me.
Good. I just did a general inspection, I mean, with my eyeball from the truck, and I drove through.
Right.
And I don't see what her complaint is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the place very, very good order, very clean.
Yep.
I thought so too.
I don't get it. And then I'm gonna have to talk to Linda personally, or we can all talk to Linda personally, because I think he's got more of a beef than she.
I think she's just gonna take him to court and get it over with, you know, because they're both bickering back and forth.
Well, she's gonna lose.
She's gonna lose. Whatever.
Okay. Anyway, I just wanted to put my 2 cents, and I went out and investigated with my own
eyes.
That's
all she told me. That's all I know.
Oh, and I got okay.
I didn't know the pallets got moved or anything like that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, he moved them right away for me. The only other thing with the zoning, it was in the meeting minutes last week, was a complaint with Ace Roofing again up there.
Yeah,
Jim Kruger.
Yeah,
I got him.
I met with Jim last Friday or two Fridays ago now. And we've got some things, not an agreement, but an understanding. He understands what we're looking for to clean it up, and I have an understanding of what he's doing right now. So as long as he keeps his word and makes some progress, the cars that are there are supposed to be leaving. They're sold, so them are going to be gone, and them dumpsters are going to get moved that are up by the road, the big orange ones. So and the wood piles get moved. So we'll see if he keeps his word.
Pretty good about his word. I mean,
I agree. I mean, I just met the guy for the first time and seemed like a very nice guy, and was, you know, more than willing to take some advice on how to.
You shouldn't have to do this.
You shouldn't, but.
But yeah.
You know, I.
You better make that list out. You know, so the zoning inspector has it.
Right. Right. Okay.
That's all I have in zoning.
Me too.
Okie dokie. Maintenance department report, Kevin.
for as far as we can go down on Wallace Road with our mower, we're done chopping brush there until I can get the one from Alan. I was supposed to get it this week, but obviously with the rain, I'm most probably not gonna be able to get back in the field. But we'll finish that once we get some time and get their mower. Me and David did go down and we marked out our right of way out in the field. It's not as far as what we're supposed to have with the Metro Parks, but it's plenty for what we need to do along the ditch this summer. Because both ends of that ditch, we gotta get somebody in to bail it out. The water will run a lot better to the pump and from the Donovan Bunning and Standard Drive. We gotta get that far end cleaned out better and we're gonna have to have somebody dip it. Typically, we've always went with Burkhart. We will get a price from him and see what that is. And I will be following up with Brian Miller to see if there's stormwater money to cover it. But we're looking at 300 to 400 feet of ditch on each end, roughly, just guessing at it, that we're gonna have to dip. So, and we're only gonna take maybe a foot and a half out of the bottoms of them. But it'll clear on the east end, it'll clear all the brush that's laying in the ditch where it's frozen laid over down in. When I chop that, it's gonna make quite a mess, so we're gonna have to bail it out or we're gonna end up messing those pumps up. So we did mark that out. There's orange flags out there, and what did we do, David? 40 feet that we ended up with?
Yeah, that's what we did.
And by the Ducks Unlimited plan, they were gonna leave us, I believe it was a 60-foot right-of-way, but there was no determination marks of where they were starting or finishing as far as the ditch, if they were going from the center of the ditch, the edge of the ditch. So at 40 feet, we're within that right of way. And 40 feet, we'd land an airplane out there. It's pretty big from the edge of the ditch. So, A-booming at the cemetery on the new property. In the back, right at the property line of us and the neighbors to the west, there is a monster log jam in there. So right now I'm just trying to get the back cut enough where we can get up in there. And at this point, unless I get lucky enough, I don't think we're even gonna be able to reach it with the A-boom. We may have to hire somebody with an excavator or something to come in to clear it. I mean, the log jam's as big as this room is in the middle of that ditch. And it's all kinds of stuff. But we're gonna have to get that cleared out. But until I get all the brush and everything down so you can even get in there to work, there ain't any point getting anybody in there yet. So we can price that around, see who's what. But if there is stormwater money, that can also be used for that also. So looking into that. Was contacted by the neighbors to the west where we were talking the boundary line and everything with them. He'd asked, and I gave him permission a week ago, on running around the on our property, basically, because he's putting an in-ground pool in, and with the septic and everything between his house and the barn, he can't drive equipment through there. So I told him that was fine for now. He asked if Joey was gonna farm, and I don't remember if we were gonna let him or not, or if anybody notified him yes or no. I know we talked about doing under drainage and some dirt work. We're going to do that. There's no reason for him to
farm. Well, the driveway, I thought we said we weren't going to have him farm it.
I thought so, too.
Okay.
I thought so, too, Joe. So, you better mention it to him.
I'll make sure he knows, but I'm pretty sure we said, no, we're not going to farm it. Okay. Because of the driveway and other things that we're going to try and accomplish this year.
So he asked, if you go by there and you see dump trucks or something, they're not to come way out in the field. He was told stay as close to his property as he could and run around there, which will be within what our step back was going to be anyhow. He did inquire about, again, he asked about the trees because he's been looking at evergreen trees, see how big around they get. So he's starting to question, is that really going to be feasible for him for what we grow over? So I told him that wasn't anything carved in stone on what we were putting yet. The discussion was some kind of a hedgerow, just give him some privacy.
Anything we plant will have plenty of room for them to grow in properly, so it's not like we're going to jam something in there that's going to be right on top of them event. I mean, it'll be properly engineered.
Well, he's looking at the, like, the blue spruces across the road at Mike Wilson's. You know, they're
40 years old. They're 50 years old.
I know, but he's looking into the future, so it's something we'll have to check into some more, but that was another question he brought up. And we did have a discussion on the papers as far as what we needed him to sign off on to give us that cushion for the cemetery. I told him right now it was still at the lawyers, and when I got it, I would give them a copy to look over and see if everything was all right. If it was, we'd get together with you guys and do a signing, then we'd have an agreement. So.
Okay.
Last thing I have is Eric said he'd give it to you this morning. There was an iPad in there.
Yeah, it was one of the Cub Scouts, the moms. I knew who it was when he said the name, so. Matter of fact, it's in my truck. I got to drop it off tonight.
Okay. That's all I got. We're just finishing up with some maintenance right now. We're about done with all of the maintenance for spring. So, we did set the date for the brush pickup.
Oh, good. That's what I meant to ask.
May 7th, I think.
Oh, brush
no,
is
no,
May
June, 7th. June.
No.
Brush, he's talking.
Oh, brush. Oh.
Brush is May 7th?
I think that's what me and Linda, first week in May, whatever that date is.
Got it.
First full week.
Well, that sounds about right.
7th.
Yes.
Monday. And what's the garbage pickup? Did we?
June 9th.
June 9th.
June 9th.
I missed that meeting, I assume. Good.
And I did talk to Brian Conaway. I called him about the unlimited pickup, and we got it into a discussion over the dumpsters. He was under the impression we still had the dumpster over at the rec field. And I do remember the meeting he was here. He said they were just going to leave it. He apologized that somebody pulled it out of there. And I told him in the winter, we're not riding through a foot of snow to go use the dumpster in the back. But he was checking into that and our dumpster out here that we presently have. I got into discussion with him on that because they downgraded us on that about 4 years ago. And he was unaware that we were supposed to have an 8-yard. And it looks like we got a 5-yard, so he was going to look into that. I told him we've had no problems with the dumpster being over full, so I don't see it being a problem as long as we're not being built for a dumpster, which it doesn't matter lately. They've been dumping all three, and I noticed there's been people throwing stuff into the other ones, so actually we're a couple dumpsters ahead of them. So, but. And that's all I got, unless you guys got something for me.
I do, Kevin. Route 2 in Elliston.
Okay.
Rodney called me and said that there's a tile that runs through there. And is there a flapper valve on that or no?
County never put one on it.
Because it's flooding.
The county and the state. Yeah, it backs up into that field.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there anybody we can contact about that?
Who's it flooding?
Graffis's field. That on the corner there.
Yeah,
I would start out with Brian Miller, unless you want me to call him and question him on it.
Well, see what you can do, what you can get done on it, if you could.
And then it goes all the way to Graffis, or Graffis by that corner?
No, they own that corner right there on Elliston and Route 2.
I thought Dreyer's owned it.
Mr. Graffis bought it.
Yeah, he must have bought it. So.
Yeah, they must have, for the last I knew, Dreyer's.
Yeah, Dreyer's always owned it.
But, yeah, I'll check on that to see. But it's been that way even since the county extended that pipe actually farther back to make that corner safer.
Yeah.
It's always flooded like that, as long as I can remember.
Yeah. Right.
I thought a couple of years ago, Kevin, it was better, though. Am I crazy?
It's always
pushed out into that field. And
for some reason, I
house.
Yeah. Shouldn't ask that question either if you're crazy, because you might not like the answer somebody gives you.
So. Walked around that.
maybe the field, they put a flapper on the field tile for a while. Maybe that's what it was. Because it didn't flood real bad there for a couple of years, I thought.
Yeah, with all the high water. I matter of fact, I went by there the other day, and I noticed it was...
Well, it's like a lake.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, may I interrupt for a minute? I have a previous engagement I have to go to, so I'm out of time for today. Is there anything else I can do for this council or anybody in the audience before I leave?
No, that's okay. Some stuff you have to be here for. We'll just do it next month. I want to get out of here early, too.
I can wait if there's... No.
I want to get out of here early, too, so...
Okay.
If you got to go, go.
I want to thank my son, Jonah, for coming to his first meeting. Thank you, Jonah, for being polite and quiet and paying attention. I'll see everybody later. Sorry I have to leave,
All right.
I have to pick my... We have things to do, unfortunately.
Yeah, no problem.
Nice seeing everyone.
Excuse him out at the time. I would put it in there that, you know, he's excused out.
Jonah, let's do it.
Joe Kiss is leaving at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. In a wheelchair. Joni, you can come back and grab. You can grab that right now, that stuff. Thanks, everyone.
That's the only reason you got him for.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's your muscle.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, Kevin, you done then?
Yeah.
Thank you. Trustees report. Oh, got anything? Hauling rental?
Nope, slow. Yeah. Slow right now.
When you first got it, though,
it was... Yeah, it gets hectic at times. Sometimes. I mean, it gets a little crazy.
Yeah. Roads and Bridges, I went up and signed the paperwork for Bono Road. So that, pretty sure it's going to be done in 19. And I guess that's all. Old business. I don't know. Did we settle that all, the phone service update, the fire number and all that? Is that all settled? I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, AT&T put a recording on there.
Okay.
That if anyone calls there and they're inquiring about township concerns, it will come in on that answering machine that you have.
I couldn't remember. I was going through my old...
But I want to thank Trustee Bill Miller for getting the spectrum change done.
Changed out.
Because now I understand that we have a working fax machine again.
Oh, cool. They hooked the fire station up today on the new plan. So they got their ported number, the number is the same for the fire department, and they gave him a new fax number.
Hmm.
So the fax machine's working over there, and Spectrum's coming back out on Friday, which is a good Friday. It kind of shocked me. They're coming out, and they're going to do back here. So we'll have this, hopefully by the end of the month, we'll be all done with, everything will be set up. So
sounds good. Good. Okay, we'll go on to Fire Chief update on the meeting with Metro. Did anything going on or?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
I have Assistant Chief Murray is working with the county, and we're trying to get an overview map, a new satellite view map, and so we can see how they're going to identify the trails and that. So he's working on that.
Sounds good.
So hopefully we'll have a large one to put in our station house.
He's back in the area then.
Yes, he's back.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Mm-hmm. That EODC meeting at 101, I think you talked about it enough. I kind of knew what was going on since I'd been to enough meetings there through Davis Bessie and everything. So it's Model A, we must let that go till Joe's here next time. The Maris Road, oh, Kevin's gone. I didn't see him walk out. I got a call on that, and there's people worried about that tree on the other side. Kevin and I are going to have to work on that tile there so we can drain some of that out there. New business, we can't work on the fire inspector rate pay either, so Joe's not here. We do need a resolution approving the $5 license plate fee. I thought we did that, Bo, but Joel said we didn't. And doggone it, we got to sign that paper. Where is that at? I don't think, maybe we don't. But I'll make a resolution that we approve the $5 license plate fee. It's for the county engineer for roads, and it's supposed to stay that way for roads. So the county engineer has a little extra money now, and we hope he doles it out.
And that's countywide, right? Every they're doing that? Yeah. It's okay. I'll go ahead and second the motion.
Okie doke. Roll call. Dave Bench. Yes. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench made the motion. Bo Miller seconded it. Okay, we got that one done. We did the rate wages. Okay, we got to determine office workers' hourly wage for the fiscal and the zoning secretary rates. And
I wish he was not left.
Yeah, so we almost got to do it because some of them want to get paid, and I come up with $12. I think, you know, to have somebody decent to go in there and go through the records and everything, I thought $12 was at least we should be paying. You got any comment?
Yeah, hold on a minute here. Oh, go ahead, Tony, if you want
to. The only thing I want to comment is the only part that I think is when we occasionally have, not, when we have guys working, painting and stuff like that, I think the $10 is a little bit light for them for the physical work that we're getting done than if we were having to pay for.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
We'd be paying a lot more. So that's my personal reservation is if there was one rate that was established for all of that. And even if the janitorial stayed separately the way it is identified there.
Yeah, what do you got on there? Janitorial.
The janitorial, I think he's at the 10.
10.50.
You have general labor is what it's called. So. Yeah.
Well, we could fix the fire department again next year, but we need this.
We can. There's no one complaining about it.
I think, Dave, honestly, I think 12 is a little high for that. I mean, this is just something for these people to, you know, I know it's good to have them in there, but.
It's good to have somebody wanting to do it. I mean, there's a lot of cleanup, and you got to have somebody that wants to do it.
Right.
And do you have a secretary working for 12 hours?
No, but my secretary's got a lot more to deal with. She's got to deal with me on a daily basis all day.
Yeah, well, I just want somebody to have. Come in and want to do it, you know, at $10, somebody might say, what I want to go in there and fight that for, you know.
Right.
We got the money. I think $12 is a decent wage, and I think that you guys should be paying $12 probably, too, for even janitorial or at the fire department, too, so.
I say $11.50, and that's where I'm at with that. I know it's 50 cents, but it's... Either that or we wait for Joel to come in and
wait for Joel. So he says,
okay. You approve the contract with True Green.
So I think we're about done.
Yep.
Is there anybody out there who's got anything to?
I just want to plant a seed, and I've said it once before. Could we maybe just explore? The possibility of maybe adding a segment of this park here, the Kennedy Park, as a dog park. And the reason I say that is Metro Parks does not allow dogs off leash.
Oh, you don't.
And Maumee Bay just had it in the news. So for the people that are dog lovers, there is good socializing, not only for the dogs, but for people itself. And it might have an attraction to have some people come to this park and utilize it and then see, there's some nice trails to walk here. I can get some exercise. I don't know much about dog parks. I mean, they put a few little obstacles out there, but as I drive by the Anthony Wayne Trail, I see that one.
Is it busy?
There, and that's...
There's always somebody there.
Is there?
Yeah.
And it's shocking. Now, maybe we just want to survey the residents to see if they'd be interested, but... I don't know,
it's not a bad idea.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have Mrs. Wolf working on an overview of that, and they're actually going to take it through the ag program at Clay High School, and they're going to do the soil composition. It's going to be kind of a thing for them, and they're going to tell us what the best species to plant in there is, you know, trees or whatever, and they're going to kind of give us an overview of what it could be, and cool. We could definitely... add that in there and, you know, an area for that. Because that's what I'm excited about seeing. We probably won't see it till the fall because she wasn't going to start on it this year with the kids. They already had stuff going on, but this was going to be a project for them they could do next year. So, yeah, definitely.
Good idea. Anything else, Tony?
No, sir.
Jim?
The last couple of meetings I've seen some things that we've made about the fire inspector's rate of pay. Is there any questions that I can answer for you guys or anything you want me to put together about the job details and things that we're responsible for? Or if there's any questions I can answer.
Well, Bo probably shouldn't have voted on that. That's the one reason. I think we should bring it up again and re-vote on it. And I still say that they were getting paid $10.50, I think, and we almost doubled it. Mm-hmm. I still say about $16 would be enough. I called up Allen Township. Allen Township's paying $15.99 for their... For their inspector, I checked the neighbors, and that's all. I just thought it was such a big jump, Jim. That you know that's what my problem was—the big jump. Okay. You doubled it, you know, really.
almost.
Like I said, I can put some stuff together about the liability and things that I incur when I go out and.
Okay, that's great. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, if there's some questions, I mean, by all means, ask me. I don't have all the answers, but I can surely.
Hey, if you do that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
No problem. I just had about the jump. I didn't like the big jump.
Okay.
And if you come back with some information, that's great.
Perfect.
I'll listen. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Sandy, you got anything?
Not a thing.
Dick? Nothing? Oh, Dick does have something coming up in April about the dikes, and it's just not the dikes on the lake. It's the dikes around all the dikes. The Corps engineers is going to talk about them. So I'm going to try to go on that one because I think we could get flooded from the rear faster than the front. So
that's so bad. They're going to come out here and they're going to survey all the outs, not our dike, we're going to take care of, but all the dikes down the side and all around. And they'll find out what the risk is of the people in this community from the outside instead of the inside. And they'll be doing that in the near future, and they'll be dealing with Toledo and other places all together. That meeting will be held, and we're not sure whether it will be Point Place or not, but it'll be on the Wednesday, the 18th, for sure. And the Corps will be there, and so will be other people discussing the thing.
That'll be a good one to go to.
And anybody's really invited. Anybody's got anything to do with it.
I just want to ask a question. Will they look at the state-owned and federal-owned property dikes, too, as well?
I doubt it.
Okay. They're,
but I'm not sure.
The only reason I'm asking that is because we've had, I've had a citizen, you know, with some concerns about that. Like, for instance, the Bona Road going out to the pier out there. You know, we were really close to
they
that.
They might, because they're going to do the surrounding area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it should be one of them.
I would hope that the federal dikes are okay, too.
Well, they'll be.
Didn't know if they were separating them.
Yeah.
If you want to go, I plan on going to that one. That's very important for us.
When is it?
Where? 18th, but we don't know where.
Oh.
Well, the first place they were trying to get was Point Place. We don't know if that's going to be there or not. Because they'll need a lot of parking wherever they go. It'll be in the afternoon. So.
You can mention if they want to have it out here, but most people wouldn't want to drive out here. So.
It's up to Remmers and the Corps to decide where they want to have it.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
They got just enough to do it to me. Shut your thing.
You want to poker quiz?
We'll see you guys.
Tony, what time does that start? 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 Tony, what time does that start?